Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound, because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical rider across time, space and genres. To meet that brief, we got Everything Everything, Mr. Dero and J-Star, Matthew E. White, Stereo Lab, The Title Sequence, The Aqualites, Chapel Club and Three Dog Night. All in the first hour. In the second, I'll slow it down, but right about now, I want you to get your groove on with a cut from my Soul Boy days. This is the Ohio Players. Skin tight.
Running folks in ditches,
Acquainted with that watching Breaking Bad. I don't know if you're on that one, but it's highly recommended, and the box set's been keeping me company on these chilly winter nights. Anyway, from 1967, that was the Association's Windy. Right, let's fast forward right about now for something new from North London-based duo The Title Sequence.
I'm not afraid to die.
title sequence with Payday, due end of the month. Now, there's been a lot of talk about guitar music coming back this year, but I wasn't aware it left. Okay, it might have taken a back seat to bass-heavy dance grooves for a while, but that just helped guitar-based sounds to dust themselves down for the next round. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
Oh, me, oh, my, this is gonna fly, aye. I'm going dust out the sound, make a brought down the sound. We have my sound and we run the town. Sound boy dead! You hear? Watch this! From way back when original foundation to band again. Some sound just some of them. I go like I say, it's not how much tune you have, but how you fear them. And a few boom tune a going fling after them. If I pick on your watch, you know we have them. Your face could have wrench or your face could have bend. If a type of we, but we don't pray now, then show ya. Bad sound, done man sound. Every sound test, every kick that down. Watch the gun down and watch the show down. Tell them I sound it, everybody sing around, boy. Some sort of go on like a Donatown, but I never live out when the foundation I laid down. Some boy just pick up microphone and go on like a Donatown. I'm a damn clown, hear this? Boy, the kill is some boy with a double jump. The boy I run up to your mouth with a one man a chat. You love a lover this and you love a lover that, me tell him. Hold on a second as a matter of fact. Have you ever been to dance on and seen a place park with 500 people, never cause a roadblock. If it's double you play, then beg you play back. You book up my son, you get a double drop, boy. Champion sound will sit by the throne. Kick down the king and take away the crown. You know, that sound's dead. Original Batman sound. Yes. When this song boy come test me, I felt it like a curse.
Like a curse.
And he can't even tell me what the dub plays are playing.
Out of Bristol, that was Capital 1212 with their refix of Tenafly's Don Man sound. Out right about now with two jungle remixes from the Runtings crew. Going back to that so-called return of the guitar, I'd say to the discerning ear, it never left. It's just that in the 21st century, there's now a kind of musical equity. In other words, guitar music doesn't rule, but it's still cool. Here's Eels. Susan's house.
Going over to Susan's house, walking south down Baxter Street. Nothing hiding behind this picket fence. There's a crazy old woman smashing bottles on the sidewalk where her house burnt down 2 years ago. People say that back then, she really wasn't that crazy.
Going over to Susan's house.
Sidewalk with a bullet in his forehead. In a final act of indignity, the paramedics take off all his clothes for the whole world to see while they put him in the bag. Meanwhile, an old couple argues inside the queen bee, the sick fluorescent light shimmering on their skin.
Going over to Susan's house.
We'll be right back.
one of those new tunes I was going on about listening to Steve Lamacq, or was it Lauren Laverne Show? Hey, I tell you what, it was definitely Six Music. That was Big Love, the forthcoming debut single by Virginia-based artist Matthew E. White from his Big Inner album, out now on Domino Records. Judy Bann will let you know if you're feeling my flow. You can tell a friend to listen again, catch up, or check this and all past track listings on my page of the Six Music website. Lifeline of the Late Night DJ. Okay, I only stopped to start again, so gather around and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio, the station that, thanks to you, still rules the nation. 1986 jazz pioneer who was also part of Goldie's Metalheads collective. That was Alex Reese with Acid Lab, which you can find on his 1996 debut album So Far, released on 4th and Broadway, and it still sounds fresh. Let's flip the script and head over to LA via JA for a cut from an outfit originally formed as a backing band for the legendary Derek Morgan. This is the Agrolites, who kick ass live, by the way, with Thunderfist.
This is Six Music Live.
I think it's important that Six Music are giving young artists and even more established ones a chance to perform live.
First Aid Kit, and that was just absolutely remarkable.
There's a real spirit that's there that you can't get anywhere else.
Please show some love for the magnificent Richard Hawley.
It's just fun and it's exciting.
Motorwell Studios.
Make some noise.
The Blur.
Let the ceremony begin.
Live music is sexy. At its best, it's high magic.
It's this communal human experience.
The live sound of so many bands confirms who they are and what they're about.
Not everyone can go see bands playing live, but everyone can listen to live sets on Six Music.
It's what we do.
Brilliant. Six Music Live at Maida Vale. Can't wait for some more.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
Please welcome to the stage, New Order!
Absolutely amazing live music here. Six Music.
This is BBC Radio. Six Music Live.
Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Mama Told Me Not To Come, actually written by Randy Newman for Eric Burdon's first solo album in 1966. That was Three Dog Night, with what turned out to be a hit for them in 1970. Gonna fast forward right about now for Everything Everything, who, if I remember rightly, got a leg up as part of the BBC Sound of 210 poll, and deservedly so. From their new album Arc, this is Kemosabe. I don't know. of mine. That was Brooklyn's Beer Hands with 209's What a Drag. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
Sitting here in the tiny room, a smoke has filled it up with fume. Music's still out, the bass drum booms, same song once again. I cannot even hear my voice, my motivation drowns in noise. Rehearsal time, there's only boys, it's hard to make my point. But every time I'm stepping on stage, irregular, brought me backstage areas, the food you get inferior, and there's no closing times. In spite of all that I must say, I couldn't live in another way. I need music and it needs me, the perfect compromise. 'Cause every time I'm stepping on stage, I know that I was made for rocking that place. I wouldn't change.
Single thing that I've been through, yeah, yeah.
'Cause every time I'm stepping on the stage, I know that I was made for rocking that place. I wouldn't change a thing of any moment, it is worth all the struggles. And every time the curtain falls, I feel like I am 10 feet tall. Adrenaline is running through every single vein. I love what I do, yeah. I feel like I am 10 feet tall.
Every time I'm stepping on stage,
Feet Tall by Mr. Dero featuring Farina Miss from Licensed Plates, a new compilation of DJ producer J-Star's works between 205 and 212. It also features remixes of Madness, The Black Seeds and DJ Vadim, to name just a few. And while I'm on the bass tip, been reading the revised and expanded version of David Katz's Solid Foundation, a pretty definitive history of Jamaican music that traces its history from the get-go right up to where we are now. Highly recommended. Oh yeah, other books are available. Now, let's make a left turn and cross space and genres for a new one from London Five Piece, Chapel Club.
I was shaking with surprise.
together. Chapel Club's new single due 4th of March from the forthcoming album of the same name. Okay, must take time out to say a most sincere thanks for all your thoughts, support and suggestions from around the globe, including those of Jonathan on the Late Shift, Declan in Merseyside, Mars Willis, Julie Kivlian, Thomas from the Gold Coast in Australia, Ian the Cider and Mark Whittingham. Thanks for having good taste, my friend. It's greatly appreciated. Sound that belies the depth of their influences. That was Stereo Lab with 1994's Ping Pong. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts on 6 Music. Coming up in the second hour of the show, I'm going to take it slow. So, you'll be hearing from The Cramps, Prince Buster, Tellyman, Alice Russell, and Trumaka, amongst others. And to set the scene, here's Aaron's bass-heavy version of Blue Moon.
Standing alone without you.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
With their 1980 version of Fever, a song with some serious history, as do the Cramps, as they were part of the early CBGB's punk movement and were one of the prime innovators of psychobilly. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Coming up, I Am Clute, Marvin Gaye, Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Betty Swan, to name a few. So let's cut the chat and run a track from Alice Russell's new album, To Dust, on the True Thoughts label. This is For A While.
Explanations are to a penny me, and then you fall quiet. Communication fade.
the top, my friend. It's no use pretending that anyone else will ever come close.
Stay.
loving that. London trio Teleman with their debut single Christina, out right about now on Moshi Moshi Records and produced by the one and only Bernard Butler. Let's cross time to 1967 and space, this time moving from the UK to JA for Prince Buster's Judge Dredd.
My court is in session, will you please stand? First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge 100 Years. Some people call me Judge Dredd. Now, I am from Ethiopia. Try hard, you rude boys, for shooting black people. In my court, only me talk, cause I'm Bex, and I am the rude boy today. Who got yes?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy Adolphus James?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Present.
George Robin Flea?
Present.
Adolphus James?
Yes, sir.
I see where you have been charged. 10 shooting with intent. 5 murder charge, 6 grab and flee charge.
What you are not?
Wash up. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty, sir.
I don't care what they say, take 400 years, stand down. Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Yes, sir.
You've been charged, 15 charge of shooting intent, 15 murder charge. And I heard that you was the one down there in Sutton Street who tell the judge good boys don't care. Well, this is King Street and my name is Judge Dredd and I don't care. Now take 400 years.
I don't know why I'm going to say, you know, Your Honor, because
hush up, what they trying to do, shoot me too?
No, Your Honor, but I didn't shoot him.
Well, quiet. 400 more years for you, Judge Robin Flea.
Yes, sir.
Stop your crying, good boys don't cry, that's what I hear.
I didn't do it, you know, sir. I'm criminal, I don't give you a chance.
I don't care, hush up. This is my court. You're charged for robbing school children. Robbery aggravation.
Good man, I not take a sentence, you know, sir. Like, you shoot the man, you know. And you see them about to have a judge come and try, you know, sir. I take a sentence, you know, sir.
Hush up, harder. Adolphus James.
Yes, sir.
You rob school children. You boom the people's house. You shot black people.
But you and I don't give
you. Hush up. Just for talking, I now charge you for contempt, and that is a separate 100 years. I heard my sentence you to 400 years. I said, hush up, hush up. You're sentenced to 400 years and 500 lashes. I am going to set an example. I, rude boys, don't cry, don't cry. When I was in Africa, I hear you were tough.
I'm not guilty.
Put a turn, take him away.
Yellow Page Pen Pal, that one's for you. Prince Buster with Judge Dredd, a fictional character created as a response to the rude boy phenomenon that was terrorising Jamaica in the 60s. In fact, the rise of the rude boy inspired a shedload of tunes like Desmond Decker's 007 and Derek Morgan's Rougher Than Rough, to name a few. Now, here's two in a row with a distinctly different flow. We're talking melody, harmony and guitars. Starting with Dublin's Howl.
Oh, what a lovely day. Wasn't looking for romance, but I found it. Oh, what a pretty day. Rain and wind that came soon went away. Just like my love, ooh, but she'll come back someday. Feels like a lost boy. Oh,
what was right. Such a pretty day, that rain and wind that came soon went away. Just like my love, ooh, but she'll come back someday. Feels like I lost both of my gloves and my hair's blown away. I can only live in hope, only live in hope and pray. As we hide ourselves
gorgeousness from the Leisure Society's excellent self-produced debut album Sleeper, released in 2009. That was Last of the Melting Snow. Okay, a little premature maybe. Actually saw a news report about how to walk safely in the snow, and the advice was to dig your heel down first, cowboy style, and I thought we'd heard the last of that. Here's something new from Trumarka. UK-based culture with some pretty cool songwriting. That was Trumarka, the name of a Caribbean island if you're interested, with My Love. And they've got a couple of gigs coming up in London at Birthdays in Dalston on the 30th of this month, along with one for Club NME at Coco on the 8th of February. Okay, let's stay on the bass tip for Al Brown's version of Al Green's Here I Am Baby. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Riley.
My name's Richard Hawley. Call me by for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Oh, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you gotta do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
What is gone and what remains.
Brand new from a group that's been getting enough support across the board on Six Music, that was Manchester's I Am Clute with These Days Are Mine, a cut from their new album Let It All In, produced by Elbow's Guy Garvey and Craig Potter, as was their previous album. This is Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on Six Music.
With guidance and love, warms the nation. With his blessings from above.
Sounds and Precious Story, a new compilation from Reggae Archive Records, the sister label of Bristol Archive Records. That was Fish, Goat and Sufferer, featuring Versatile Creations with Warm the Nation. Actually, Bristol Archive's been busy of late, so listen up for more from them in the coming weeks. Right, it's that time in the show when I spin three in a row. What's the connection? Hey, it's just a Don Letts selection. First up, a cut from Betty Swan's self-titled album, Tell It Like It Is.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. My time is too expensive. And anyway, you're not a little boy. If you want me to love you, be your guide.
Written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King and recorded by many, that was Dusty Springfield's version of Going Back, released in 1968. Preceding that, So Good at Being in Trouble, the new single by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, which I must have played 5 or 6 times when it first caught my ear the other day. Yes, you could say it hit the spot. Anyway, it's from their forthcoming album, 2, and they're due to play a special show at London's Cargo on the 5th of Feb. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature. Manassa's 205 remix of Icelander Emiliana Torini's Sunny Road. As good a way as any to wind things down, because, my friends, we've reached the end. You spent the last 2 hours listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. I've enjoyed my time, hope I've justified yours. And if you like what you heard, well, you know what to do. I'm back next week, same time, same channel. Until such time, stay tuned for Tom Robinson coming up right after Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man.
Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Turn off the good time, return off the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson and welcome to Six Music's weekly Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes from the BBC Introducing Uploader, handpicked by me for your listening enjoyment. You'll find the full track listing for this programme, together with information about each of the artists, at bbc.co.uk/blogs/TomRobinson.